I think one of the tragedies for the British was, of course, they lost contact with the spirits of the land. And to this day, the Welsh name for England is Llygia, which means the lost lands. When you lose a land, you lose all the stories that are associated with it. Arthur was one of the worst enemies the English ever had, and he probably was no Christian. In a warrior society, women of necessity get pushed to the background. What do men fight for? They fight for land, they fight for resources, and they very much fight for women. Like any historical novelist, my first duty is to tell a story, my second duty is to the history. I don't think you can make history up, and that is happening, and it's maybe happening more in Hollywood. You're talking about a pre-technological, pre-scientific society, and the only explanation they have got for disasters is supernatural. One was Christianity, the other was Mithraism. And this is a straightforward contest here, and Mithraism is going to lose. It's going to lose because it's a man's religion. Christianity appealed to women, and women are the transmitters of culture in a society. Part of my job is to read an enormous amount of history, and that means a lot of very obscure academic stuff. The Romans tried very hard to make Britain into the model colony. I mean, however bad things might seem to be to us in the early 21st century, there is not a feeling that we are sliding backwards. Not to the extent that they had it. Not to the extent that you went and sat in a place like Bath and you saw these enormous buildings and knew you could not make them. You could not do them. And you have no conception of how they could be done. People say to me, what's your advice? If I want to be a writer, what do I need? I say, get a good spouse. One of the things that really bores me witless, is when I hear other writers telling me how difficult it is. Because I think, well, who came along and put a gun to your head? And there is obviously an art to storytelling, but I have no idea what it is. If we want to understand who we are and why we are, I think we also have to understand how we got here. If you care about the society in which you grow up, in which you're a member, then you have to at least understand where it came from and the crisis points through which it went. What we're seeing here is the age-old battle between Puritans and Cavaliers. And the Puritans always win. My theory is it's because they're never hungover. He's going to make a system of laws. He is a lawgiver, and he's very proud of that. This is the triumph of the ordered over disorder.